out others. Intently seeking Father's message for the day, I felt prompted to go to Daniel 4:3. Your version may have this passage numbered as 332. The CJB starts the chapter at the beginning of the letter. I am pleased to recount the signs and wonders which the Most High God has done for me. As I considered that scripture, I wondered why my mind wasn't flooded with stories to tell of Father's redeeming grace. He has most certainly given me a lifetime of things to tell people about. I recalled a time that I shared in such a way that instead of shining the light on Father, it brought forth the green enemy of jealousy, or maybe just the prolonged feeling of, why not me? The pastor I served under received a new vehicle, leaving him with an extra. He knew I was having issues with transportation and needed a larger vehicle to transport grandkids. He donated his older van to us, with new tires, a fresh oil change, and 6 months of insurance. To top it off, he promised to cover my gas each month. I remembered that Father had instructed us to tell others what he has done. I shared with a dear friend who was in nearly the same position as myself, except that she lived in town and I didn't. I expected her to receive the news with joy and join me in praising the Lord. That was not the case. She was hurt. She wanted to know when she would receive the red van that Father had promised to her, and if the pastor was willing to pay for gas for all of the needy, because she could sure use it as well. Bam! What should have been a reason to celebrate made me feel rotten. That convicted me to refuse the gas money. It truly wasn't fair. I was chastised by some other friends for not using discernment before running off at the mouth. What I did was the same as if a friend and I were both starving, and I came back bragging how Father prompted someone to take me to an all-you-can-eat buffet without bringing back as much as a table scrap. I was talking with my son about trusting God to take care of things. He said, God isn't going to pay my bills. I said, why not? He gave me a vehicle free and clear. He replied, well, maybe for you, but that doesn't happen to anyone else. I nearly laughed out loud. Father actually blessed my family with another vehicle, much the same way. Am I special? Not in the scope of mankind. But to Father, each one of us is as special as if we were an only child. Has God blessed you in a mighty way? Do you tell others about it? How great are His signs, how powerful His wonders. His kingdom lasts forever and He rules all generations. Daniel 4:3 or 3:33. Father knows what you need. My friend did get her red van. Seek first His kingdom, but don't forget to tell others what you find there in a way that shines the light on His goodness.